I'm now joined by old mate Andrew Christensen from the new band Trips, who are going to release their new album tomorrow, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, good how morning. You feeling? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good, feeling excited. It's a beautiful day here on the Kapiti Coast. So we're excited.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, that's dope. First question's up. We've got, have you had any good trips lately?
I went up north recently. That was pretty fun. I didn't have my family in the car, so it was nice and peaceful. So that was a good trip. But yeah, that's about it.
True. When you are traveling with your family, are you in charge of the ox, or is anyone else in charge of the ox?
Nah, the 6-year-old and the 3-year-old in the back seat are in charge of.
Really?
That's to give mum and dad a bit of peace. So it's a lot of Frozen. It's a lot of whatever goes. The poop song is a big one in our household at the moment. It's just whatever gives us so we can get some miles under our belts.
Mm-hmm. That's cracker. So the new band Trips. I'm very curious. The band's name is spelt with a lowercase I. What's the go with that?
We just were texting back and forth, and we're like, "There's surely a more visually pleasing way of writing it." And I think with the art, like the master artwork on the album cover, we're like, it's so trippy and that, you know, like just to make sure that that's definitely an I, so it's not like Trilps or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so we're just texting back and forth, and we're like, this looked cool, and let's create a talking point, and of which this is the second time I've been asked about it, you know. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I was wondering, did you make it for the album art? Because I like how the album logo is essentially like the word Trips, and then it's, you know, surrounded by these psychedelic hills, and the eye is actually a flower. That's really pretty.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Fantastic artist, Canadian artist, that did that for us. But I think it was purposeful.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Curiously, you guys didn't have any single promotions. Why was that?
I think we couldn't decide, because we're kind of like, there's so many songs on this album that we think are worthy of the single attention. So we're like, well, let's just put them all out, let's let people decide. I think we'll be heroing a few songs after the release, maybe with a video or two, but there's just so many good songs that we couldn't decide. But I mean, we're letting people play Way of My Flow, which is like the first song that we want people to hear. That's sort of like a gateway. That's the bacon to a way in.
yeah, it's a good munch, man. That's a good track. It opens with I think my favorite part about it is, I think the first few seconds where it has that real glitchy drum machine sound. How did you all discover that sound? Was it a happy accident, or was it just like a regular old plugin?
I can't remember what the thing that we used for that, but it was just some old Casio keyboard at the surgery that we're just trying to find ways to make it more quirkier. I think that song, and that's a bit of a classic way of doing that, you know, that kind of cheesy sort of 80s, you know, 90s, 70s, whatever it is, I don't know what era it particularly comes from, but that kind of old Casio keyboard thing. It's just a bit of a trick, you know. And so I think we were like, oh, this would be cool to have this kind of thing. What have you got, Lee? And he just puts his hand on the keyboard straight away.
Hell yeah.
And that's off, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, it definitely nails that iconic sound for sure. There's an interesting line on the song Way of My Flow as well about respecting the dust that's on your shelf. How dusty are your shelves, and why should we respect dusty shelves?
I try to clean my shelves, but usually my wife cleans the shelves, not for any role sakes, but I'm here in my studio and they're pretty dusty, I'll be honest. Lyrically though, the meaning of all that stuff, Barnaby's realm, and that's one thing I'm pretty confident in, that I don't really write lyrics, and I'm not a great lyricist, but I think, I don't know, I don't, he's a neat freak, so I'd say, I imagine his shelves are pretty clean as well, so you got to respect it, you got to respect a dusty shelf.
You do, man. Same with dusty boots, you know, it's just a bit of a, it's a bit of heritage, really.
That's right.
Track 6 on the new album is titled Cobb & Co. What are some of the most key or fond Cobb & Co. memories that you have?
That's a good question. I think the traffic light drinks at Cobb & Co. was, that's like almost like a, you know, like a rite of passage here in New Zealand. And growing up in the 90s. And then just going there with my family. We probably didn't go that many times, but because Cobb & Co. buffet, you know, or like the pudding, you know, eating till you're sick kind of styles. But the traffic light drink, I think, was the is the memory that sticks out for me.
For sure, for sure. I have very fond memories of the traffic light, and the Pink Panther drink they had as well was dope. They also had the video game corner, which was great when I was a kid. Just go and play some PS2 and play some Crash Bandicoot and Cobb & Co. And they also had a train that ran around the ceiling, which was real cool.
Yeah.
I really think this track pairs well with some Sparks and a bit of Ween. It's got a bit of a campy vibe to it. I mean, Way of My Flow. Who do you think? What other artists would you think would pair well with Way of My Flow? You mentioned the Cars.
Well, I think, the Cars, just what I needed, was sort of like our inspiration, you know, that kind of, that guitar tone, we love the synth sound in that. I think, you know, I was at the time, I was going through a big Queen phase as well, so just anything Queen, you know, I think those two artists alone, you know, are sort of the big inspirations for this song, this particular song.
Awesome. Lastly, while I have you this morning, do you have any South Island or potentially Dunedin shows planned for a trips tour?
No, we don't have any trips tours planned. You know, our focus is this music. You know, we're really proud of it. We're sonically really proud of the album. Songwriting, we're celebrating songwriting. You know, we always say that, you know, we haven't had time to think about shows. All we've had time to think of is getting a good snare sound. And so we're just focusing on releasing this music and celebrating the music on this album at the moment. I think any shows would be planned if we were to do more music, you know, and yeah.
Fair enough. So, well, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I'm very eager to play this new song. It's going to be great. Going to go over very well.
Awesome. Very much. Well, thanks very much for listening, everybody, and I hope you enjoy it.
I'm sure they will. And thank you very much for coming on this morning. Andrew or Andy? What do you prefer?
Andy. Go on.
Andy. All right. Thank you very much, Andy. Take care, man.
Thank you very much. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, mate. All right. That was Andy Christensen from the new band Trips, formed by Andy Christensen and Barnaby Weir, who are formerly of Black Seeds fame. Maybe still. I'm not too sure if Black Seeds are still a thing. That's okay. It's 9:13 here on The Breakfast Show on Radio 1, Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. It is time to play Way of My Flow by the new band Trips. And then we have a corridor with Simon Veer and Tyler West about the upcoming Dead Rockers Ball, which is going to be very fun. But before we get to that, here is Trips with Way of My Flow, 9:14, Breakfast, Radio 1, Yum Yum.
More of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.